This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Love hearing the communication, huh? Second and 13. Allen bouncing, firing, intercepted. Underneath, Jones comes to get it. And he's tackled at the 13-yard line. Three Buffalo turnovers tonight after one of the first four games.
Jones and Keefe, Patriots Monday, WEEI. Taking you up until 2 o'clock. WEEI Afternoons takes over at that point. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ball. And you got Drake May, the quarterback of the New England Patriots, coming your way at 4 o'clock. You can listen on the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get it on your phone, free, easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. We haven't talked a lot about that Marcus Jones interception, but...
He'll be on the show, too, 3:30 this afternoon.
Great point.
I like that.
Horrible segue by me.
Yeah, good
great,
Lord.
Great job by you. He'll
that
be there
like
as well.
Gift. That was like an alley-oop.
With
Hart, oop.
And Fitzy, and Ball, and Marcus Jones.
That was like the flea flicker last night. Not a great flea, nor a good flicker.
That was... Well, the flicker was better than
flicker
the flea.
Flicker was okay. The flea was...
That was a bad flea.
Bad spacing on the flea.
The worst flea we've seen still was the DeAndre Swift to Caleb Johnson.
Oh, my God. Worst flea.
Bad flea, good flicker.
Great flicker.
This was bad flea, so-so flicker.
Yeah, bad spacing on the flea. Got to work
on
the
flea flickers this year already.
Well, it's a great play. It's an awesome play. Oh, is it a run? No, it's a pass! I love a flea flicker.
The flea is harder than you'd think.
Oh, yeah, you got to have the flea just right. Only some running backs can do the flea, but also I put some of the flea on the quarterback. Get
yeah.
out of the way.
Yeah, get out of the way.
Get some spacing.
Get that
bit.
Spacing right. That's yeah. true.
Anyway, put that one back in the bag.
Well, if you're going to run a flea flicker, maybe Marcus Jones would be the guy to run it
for
too,
sure.
Down the play, really catch him napping. Massive play there. They were up three, but it felt like you're looking at it going, all right, well, Josh Allen is about to march right down the field.
Yeah.
And he's going to give the lead back. And now Josh Allen's, Drake May rather, is going to have to go blow for blow and match Josh Allen on the other side. Instead, you get the interception in the middle, and now you're up 10. Now, you're still holding on for dear life because Allen eventually does march down the field. 8 plays, 74 yards. Patriots go 3 and out. No targets for Diggs. We mentioned the Vidarian Lowe play where he jumped off sides. But Marcus Jones, that play, coupled with the too late by Christian Gonzalez, some high-end cornerback play by the Patriots yesterday against arguably the best quarterback in the league.
I was going to say, they only play two good quarterbacks all season, and Josh Allen's one of them. And so, yeah, that kind of performance. You'll face Baker Mayfield later in the year, and then maybe Lamar Jackson. I know he's scheduled to be back certainly by then, but we'll see. You know, you never know what's going to happen. A lot of other inexperienced quarterbacks along the way. So if you're having that kind of performance with that test yesterday, that's a great sign going forward, because I think one of the questions after 3 weeks was, is the defense going to be as good as we thought? I thought that was way more likely to be a top 10 defense than the offense would be, say, a top 15 offense. And 3 weeks, it wasn't looking that way, but they did have the excuse, all right, we don't have Gonzalez back yet. And now 2 weeks with Gonzalez, it does look like a much better defense.
And they started on time for once.
Well, also
on
true.
Defense.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't just let the team run right up their throats and score on their first drive or two to start a game for the first time all year. So that made a difference. And, yeah, I think there was an impact on that side of the football as well. We'll get to Ramondre coming up here in a moment. But Franco and Lynn's waiting very patiently. Hello, Franco.
What's up, gentlemen? Great show. You guys are amazing. I woke up this morning very happy. I worked all weekend, got home, went to bed. Before I did, I checked on the gaming app. Patriots 340, plus 340. I put a hundo, won $340.
Nice.
And then at the fourth quarter, beginning of fourth quarter, Eagles-Broncos, it was plus 5,000 for the Broncos. And I was like, F it, let's do it. Put $100, woke up this morning with $5,000, dude. $5,340.
Franco, that's what I'm talking about.
Franco,
quit your job and just bet games.
Yeah, Franco, you got to start handing these out.
Bro,
hand these out on a Friday. Stop keeping these to yourself.
Dude, I was exhausted. I'm like, I'm going to put these. I'm going to watch the game. I got knocked out. Wicked tired, dude. Woke up in the morning. Happy as hell. Love you guys. Is there really a quarterback with the last name P-E-N-I-S? I don't know that. Is that on his jersey?
Yeah, the Falcons.
Love you guys.
Yeah, love you. Thank you, Franco.
That was the local news down in Atlanta covering Michael
Penis Jr.
That's what it said. That is what it says.
I wasn't familiar with him either, but
he got the Broncos at plus 5,000 and he got the Pats at plus 340. I'm sorry, plus 500 and plus 340. Pats are plus 340 on the money line.
How are they plus 5,000?
Plus 500.
Oh, plus 500.
He put a
100 on it.
Thank you.
Okay. I guess put 10 hams on that one.
Stop keeping that to yourself, Franco.
Maybe he'll buy me a Lego Death Star.
Maybe.
$5,000.
He can buy a few of them.
Yeah.
Hand them out for Christmas gifts.
I know. Oh, my God. That'd be great.
We'll get to the Bozo Touchdown Parlay.
That's the next thing I'm going to beg for, I think. See if it shows up in the mailroom.
And the Survivor Pool. That's in the grab bag, so stay tuned for it at 617-779-7937. Ramondre and the fumbles, Keith. I was so annoyed, A, that he fumbled, B, and I know Vrabel's hand on some level was forced with this because Gibson got hurt, probably done for the year now if we're reading tea leaves. I don't think there's been an update yet. I know Vrabel didn't have one as of this morning. But I was so frustrated in real time. I think the narrative about Ramondre went and redeemed himself is way too strong. He got in the end zone twice. He had 7 carries for 14 yards, I think, off the top of my head. 2 yards a pop. Like, I don't really know how he redeemed it. He didn't fumble again. Congratulations. You didn't fumble again.
No, I know. He scampered into the end zone when there was nobody around him.
He got back into the game. They rewarded him with returning kicks on top of it. Like, the whole thing to me, they were playing with fire with Stevenson staying in that game last night. They're lucky he didn't cough up another one. Because last time Rabel stuck by him, he coughed up another one.
This one's tough because we even talked about it after he had the two fumbles a couple weeks ago. We're like, all right, at this point now, you're not benching him. You're not doing anything. You're sticking by him. Like, that's all well and good. That's the message that you want. And some of you said, like, look at that. They won the game, and, hey, maybe this will pay off for him. We're like, all right, but when he fumbles again, then what? And, like, it didn't cost him this game, but it could have, right? Like, in a game that was this close and, like, one possession and everything else. So – and I know Gibson's hurt now, and so that might change what they would have done between now and this game coming up on Sunday. He's not good enough where I think you can just keep running him back out there. And obviously Vrabel feels differently. Vrabel has been saying how good he is and how they're running back, they have like a rotation, they're all going to contribute, and he's been very consistent with that. But like at what point do you say we can't put him out there? Like, it's not what's best for the team.
Well, Gibson getting hurt, and then Henderson really hasn't done it.
No, that's also a problem.
He scored last week against Carolina, but it was a beatdown. He really hasn't done much. So if Henderson just looked better and making a bigger impact, then I think maybe you would have seen that transition, but he hasn't. And so I guess Ramondre is still going to be a thing. But that's gonna hurt you again. And it's a really easy schedule coming up. New Orleans, Cleveland, Tennessee, in whatever order. Maybe it's New Orleans, Tennessee, then Cleveland, and then Atlanta after that. It's a really easy schedule, so I don't know if it's going to bite you in the next month, but I bet he puts another one on the ground in the next month, and you're playing with fire.
Yeah, no, it's crazy to me. And at first, they put him back out there, and I was surprised because it was like really quick, and you're like, all right, well, maybe it's just pass blocking. They know what the play is. They know he's not going to touch the ball. But then there was one where he just kind of like hit the D end and then kind of went out. I'm like, all right, they could give him the ball. Like, don't even give that as an option to Drake May. And then when Gibson goes out, now you got him returning kickoffs, which he did twice. You're like, well, that's playing with fire. And then even putting him in the backfield and handing him the ball. Now, you could say, hey, those are good play calls. The two touchdowns, he really wasn't even touched. So Henderson could have ran those in. Almost anybody on the team could have ran those in. But I don't like it. I didn't like it after the first two. So how do you think anybody would feel after the third one?
That's a good point. Here's Mike Vrabel this morning on the Greg Hill Show discussing Ramondre Stevenson and sticking with him even after the fumble.
What is it that you see in Ramondre that despite the fumbles, you want to keep going with him?
Well, we go with all of them, and we'll use all of them. And so one is valuable in protection. And when teams start blitzing and heating us up, you know, it's critical that somebody protects the quarterback, and they can go short yardage instances and around the goal line, and, you know, we mix carries up. And so everybody's going to have a role, and we'll have to continue to take care of the ball. And so you have to make those decisions. And I think Ramondre understands how critical the ball is, and, you know, but we've got to start putting that fire out and making sure that you know, until we're back in the huddle, that ball remains in our possession. You know, whether that we're going down and we're close to the ground, but we're going to need them all. We're going to need everybody, and we're going to need especially all the backs in that room to help us.
I'm going to say something controversial.
Oh,
I don't think Ramondre does understand how important the football is. Yeah, I don't think that's something that registers with him. Call me crazy.
How can he be so sure of that? That just sounds like words.
I don't know.
I've talked to him about it. I assume that he does. He should, right?
What was the number, Nick? 51 touches, 3 fumbles already?
Yep. Yikes.
He had 7 fumbles last year.
He's on pace for like 160 touches, 10 fumbles or something like that.
Yeah, you can't.
Good ratio.
You can't have it. And I don't know, like he had a couple of great plays in the Dolphin game, right? Actually, even as a pass catcher, which was surprising. Like, he had some great plays. He has had some moments. But even if he didn't fumble, let's say he never fumbled, he's not, like, a top 10 running back in the league. He might not be a top 16 running back in the league. And then even if he's close to that, let's say there's no fumbles, and he's, like, the 20th best running back. Well, now add the fumbles. And, like, I don't know, somebody else should be able to do the same production that he can and be more, have more ball security.
Text line says Trevion Henderson doesn't get many chances. That was odd last night. So so in real time, Ramondre fumbles, Gibson gets hurt. But the whole time Henderson isn't out there, I thought, and I saw this on Twitter, Henderson kind of hobbled off after the opening kick. So I thought maybe Henderson wasn't available. Like, that's what I thought.
Yeah, it's what it seemed like, and then he did come back.
Well, he was out there on the kick with Gibson. That was the next time I think we saw him, is he was out there on the kick with Gibson where Gibson got hurt. And I'm like, well, okay, he's clearly out there. He's fine, I think. He's cleared to play. He's out there on a kick return. And then they turned it over to him. But that was after Ramondre fumbled and after Gibson got hurt. So I think going into last night, it was pretty clear the coaching staff, he wasn't a part of the game plan.
Yeah.
And I think he doesn't have a lot of chances because the coaching staff doesn't trust him. He's been poor in pass protection, which is odd since the book on him was he was very good at that coming out of Ohio State. He's not explosive when he gets a touch. 6 carries for 24 yards. He had 2 catches for 3 yards on 3 targets last night. So I think if he were doing more, he would have a chance to run away with that job, but he's not doing anything with it. And the coaching staff clearly is treating him as an afterthought in this offense.
Here is the carries breakdown through 5 games.
Ooh.
So you want to guess, you don't have to guess the number. You want to guess 1 through 4 on who has the most carries on the team?
Oh. It's Ramondre 1.
Yes.
Henderson 2?
Yes.
May 3, Gibson 4?
Nailed it. Okay, Look at this.
How about that?
We got like a real Patriots historian over here.
I'm pretty good.
And it's all pretty close. Now this is all going to change, but Ramondre has 38 carries through 5 games. Henderson has 32.
Well, Henderson had the game, the Pittsburgh game. He actually got a lot of carries in that game because everybody else fumbled.
And then May has 27 and Gibson is 25. Now, sadly, it probably feels like that's going to be it for the season. TBD on that. And out of those 4, it is somewhat close, but the lowest yards per carry is actually Stevenson. Even slightly, it's like, you know, close, but it's the fewest.
It 2 yards a carry last night. The whole narrative about like, I guess you, Keith, were
tweeting Ari Gold gifts, and I'm like, great message by Vrabel. What a leader of men. And I'm still getting tweets about it like, oh, this aged poorly. I'm
no,
like,
it didn't.
Ramondre stunk last night.
Yeah.
He happened to get in the end zone twice on 2 wide open gaps to run into the end zone on, but like, he ran for 14 yards.
But like,
I would have never put him back in that game.
No, neither would I. So just play this out. Say this Sunday, who they got? The Saints?
Yep.
And first possession, Ramondre fumbles. Are you just like, get him next series, Ramondre? What do you do?
I think that's what they'll do.
It's wild.
That's not what I would do, but I think that's what they'll
do. Probably what they would do based on how it's gone so far. And I just don't know how you do that. Like after the two in a game, and one was at the goal line, one was going in. Like that was it felt like five fumbles in one because you were about to score. And then this one, you know, it's a low-scoring first half. It's such a battle of possessions, and you just give the ball away, like, immediately. Was crazy.
617-779-7937. This is Ramondre after the game, by the way, who, you know, he faces the music. I guess he says the right things. I'm just kind of tired of hearing it over and over again.
Yeah, I think it was a big win for our team, division win. And, you know, I'm just proud of our team, how we fought and, you know, fought to the end. And, yeah, me personally, I got to clean that up. But, yeah, I think I bounced back in a way. But, yeah, I got to clean that up.
Okay. He's got to clean it up. It's good that he gets it. I don't know that it's going to make any difference him saying it over and over again because it hasn't made a difference yet.
Hey, if I can't carry it, they don't need me. No, it's just, I got to clean it up.
Yeah, he's like, well, I didn't carry it again, I guess.
That's the difference between a win and a loss, isn't it? Like when you lose and you fumble, it's like, oh my God, you win and you're like, all right, you know, team win. Like, yeah, I guess. Because it was strange. I mean, not only did he come back in the game, but he scored two touchdowns. And you're like, all right, well, that's good, right? It's like, well, not really. Like the guy, you can't rely on him to hold on to the ball, which is like the first step in being a running back. So I don't know. I don't think this is the last time we're talking about it.
I thought it was interesting, too. If you listen to Vrabel after the game, he said, I think it was after the game, maybe it was with Greg this morning, but he said something along the lines of, when we don't beat ourselves, like, this is what we can be. And while I agree with that, when you don't beat yourselves and you don't turn it over, this is what you can be. But that's the face of the guy beating himself and the team screwing up. I mean, that's the guy doing it.
Yeah, that's tough. They've had a lot of penalties this year. They've had a lot of tough penalties. And then the turnover issue. You know, Drake May, he's cleaned it up quite a bit, right? Like, he's had his turnovers this year, but compared to last year and sort of the pace that was, it's really all about Ramondre.
The face of a guy beating himself.
Yeah, I heard that.
That was some of the Drake highlights last night.
Good Lord.
I'm gonna
all right.
617-779-7937. So look, I thought it was a massive night for Steph Diggs.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Breakout performance from Drake May, statement game for him. And I think we can revise upwards some of our feelings and predictions for this team this season. And I don't know that I'd really move off the win total necessarily, Keith. You were at 10. I'm at 9.
Yeah, I'm sticking at 10. I just feel even better about it.
Well, what I would be willing to revise is, okay, maybe they're not just a team that gets to the playoffs and gets crushed. They just prove they can beat Buffalo. Oh. So I'm a little more open to, well, maybe they're a team that could win a game in the postseason. If you can beat a team like that in Buffalo in that environment, I think your ceiling just got higher, even if I'm not really changing the outlook on the win total, if that makes any sense.
Well, yeah, and this is obviously way too early, but the seven playoff teams right now in the AFC would be Indianapolis,
okay,
Buffalo, Pittsburgh, the Chargers, Jaguars, Broncos, and Patriots.
Okay.
Like you're not.
We expected the Ravens to be good. The Chiefs are 2-2. The Bengals, we expected to be good. They're done without Burrow.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, AFC looks a lot different.
Pretty wide open. Like, if you played Pittsburgh again, are you like, I can't beat them? I'd be shocked if Pittsburgh was there, to be honest.
I'm surprised the Pats. Well, that too.
It's looking.
I'm surprised the Pats lost the first game.
It's starting to have a similar vibe as the Red Sox in the American League, where you're like, oh,
this is
it's pretty wide open.
Yeah, these are the teams.
Because as much as I still like Josh Allen and think Josh Allen's incredible, we saw it firsthand.
Yeah, say that again. Indy, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Chargers, Jags, Broncos, Pats. If the season ended today, it doesn't.
Yeah, because obviously the Chiefs play tonight. They can get to 3-2 as well, like you are, and whatever, with tiebreakers.
True. So no, maybe like, it's you or the Chiefs for the final playoff spot. That's the AFC right now. That's not crazy.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen.
Revise upwards a little bit.
Just talking about what's out there.
It's time to dream.
That's it. Dream a little dream.
Here's our guy, Ray in Cumberland. I noticed Ray in Cumberland isn't calling about the receivers today. He's been very critical of the receivers. Hello, Ray.
Paul Jones, you know I'm very high on Steph Diggs and Drake May. I think the rest of them are a little weak, but we'll start with my point. I think Millen Williams and Christian Barmore were very good the last few games, especially yesterday. They held it down in the middle. And that was just a statement. My question for you guys is, I know Pop Douglas hasn't been doing very good. How long would you guys stay with him, or would you get aggressive and try to make a trade with one of the bad teams that have fallen out of it?
I mean, if anybody will give you anything for him, they can have
Pop.
Cut him after the Pittsburgh game.
Yeah, I have no use in Pop.
If you can get anything for him, great. But, no, but he's gone.
But I think Booty, Diggs, Mac Hollins, and then maybe see as the year goes on if there's something with Kyle Williams, maybe run him deep a couple times, just something different. And those are your four receivers. With Hunter Henry, who's having a solid year, and then you got to figure out your backs. I mean, if Gibson can't go, I don't want Ramondre to now get more touches than he was. So that – now aren't you more worried about what the hell the running back situation is than the receivers?
Yes, actually, yeah.
Okay, so like, no, I'm, yeah, obviously, like, if you can add an AJ Brown or you can add somebody like that, I'm not going to say no, but I feel pretty good about where they're at with Diggs and Booty and Hollins.
And as we said before, look at the receivers for Josh Allen.
Stink.
Look at the receivers for Patrick Mahomes.
They were literally guys who were here.
Oh, and they're getting healthier, yeah, right? Worthy's just came back, although I don't know what his situation is for tonight. I think he's going to play.
Questionable.
They're getting Rashi Rice back, so maybe their receiver room's improving a little bit, but. The real high-end quarterbacks, and you might have one, the real high-end quarterbacks make it work. I think they have enough in the receiver room, and that's beyond just Steph Diggs, who's been incredible these last couple of weeks. 617-779-7937. We'll continue here with all your feedback. Stay tuned. Coming your way at 2 o'clock, you got WEEI Afternoons with Hart and Fitzy and Ball. They have Drake May at 4 o'clock. They have Marcus Jones, as Keith pointed out, as well. Mm-hmm. So an excellent day to tune in on WEEI Afternoons. We'll get to the clip du jour. And it's time for Grab Bag.
Grab Bag. Grab Bag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time for Grab Bag! It's time for Grab!
Certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keith. And Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. What a busy grab bag we have, including Jones. The Major League Baseball playoffs, which, even with the Red Sox out, they continue playing, apparently.
Yes, there were more games this weekend, apparently. Yeah.
Well, the Yankees better turn things around or they're going to be done. They're already down 0-2, including a 13-7 loss to the Blue Jays yesterday. The other ALDS is even at a game apiece. Detroit took game one. Mariners came back with a 3-2 win yesterday. Both of those series are off today. They will resume tomorrow.
I believe I saw the Blue Jays. They have 23 runs through their first two games, 10-1 and 13-7. I believe that's the most ever scored through two games to start a postseason. That's what the Blue Jays have done to the Yankees.
They're lighting it up. They're absolutely lighting it up, and it'll be Rodon tomorrow versus Bieber in the game, 8 o'clock game.
That's incredible.
Sweep.
Schlittler might not even pitch again.
He may not.
Like, that's wild.
But he'll always have that tweet at Lucy.
Yeah, well, he's still like, you know, white knighting for his mom because she posted in her Twitter bio that she's a Red Sox fan. Like, and now it's like people are bullying my mom.
Yeah.
No, you said she renounced the Red Sox, and then she had in her Twitter bio she's a Red Sox fan. Mm-hmm. People were just pointing that out.
Tonight you got Dodgers Phillies game 2, LA up 1-0, and then Brewers Cubs game 2, where Milwaukee is up 1-0.
Okay.
All right.
They call me Hal. They call me Stacy. They call me Hal. They call me
Grab Bag.
That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name.
All right, the Bozo touchdown parlay didn't hit.
Oof.
Didn't hit this week.
Second time we missed on a game in Europe right away.
Right away. We were done before lunch.
Couldn't even finish your morning coffee. We were
me and
out.
Nick hit, though. So we're all around it. We can continue to say we are all around it. As for the survivor pool, Terp's out. Terp took the Eagles.
He gone.
Tough. So it's just you and me now.
Lions, pretty easy win. Okay.
Yeah, they kind of cruised.
Yeah.
Cruised an easy one.
Just an easy one. Although I did have Jameson Williams in that game. For the Bozo.
How'd he do?
I think he had one catch.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a touchdown.
Grab a bag, and another grab bag, get them your grab bag.
Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels took on the Clemson Tigers over the weekend. It did not go great for the Tar Heels.
No.
38-10, a win for Clemson. So UNC falls to 2-3 on the season with wins over Charlotte and Richmond. They have lost to TCU, UCF, and Clemson. It also marks the first time in Bill Belichick's career that he had three losses of 25 or more points.
I mean, this is an easy one to see coming. Clemson's bad. Clemson's not even good.
Clemson was 1-3 going
into the game. And Clemson was going to curb stomp them. That was always going to happen.
Yeah, they
Bill
sure
still
did.
Hasn't really even played a road. He played one road game at UCF, right? Everything else has been at home?
At Charlotte.
Oh, it was at Charlotte.
They traveled to Charlotte.
Sorry, I thought it was the UCF game. But like, they were
at UCF too.
Oh, they were. Okay.
No, there have been three home games, two road games.
Okay. But like, they haven't even played like a real ACC road game yet.
No.
So get ready. Get ready for that.
No, they're not going to. Maybe NC State at the very end of the year.
Yeah, they have a bye week this week. They can lick their wounds, and then they're at Cal on Friday, October 17th. Then they host number 19 Virginia. Then they're at Syracuse. Then they have Stanford at home, at Wake, home to Duke, at NC State.
Nice.
Will they make a bowl game?
No. Definitely not. Okay. That's not the only controversy with them, right?
Well, so this one I don't really know what to make of. So there was talk about how North Carolina may be like, we're not going to post anything positive about Drake May because he's on the Patriots.
Uh-huh.
And so there was a lot made of it because last night, primetime football, lighting it up. Drake May, maybe his best game ever. They beat the Bills. Nothing on the social media for North Carolina football about Drake May. And then word got out that that's why they can't do it. And then, like, today during our show, they, like, posted something like, oh, classic Drake May, like, looks pretty good. And they had, like, a little highlight video. And you're
So, I believe that Bill and or Jordan or whomever would forbid all that on social media, which is just so short-sighted and stupid and a horrible, horrible lack of a recruiting tool is what that is.
Here we go. Now holla if you hear me, though. It's the
grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Speaking of bad college football teams, BC lost again. They got absolutely smoked over the weekend. They are...
good Pitt team, though. That's a good Pitt team.
I don't know if that's a good Pitt team.
I believe the quarterback they were facing made his college football debut.
Good for him.
First start, anyway.
And looked good doing it. So after their win over Fordham in week one,
mm-hmm.
they've lost four consecutive games. They will now face Clemson the aforementioned Clemson coming up on Saturday. The game's here at BC if you want to go see that
one. I want to check that line. I want to check that line before I make a prediction.
Oh, I can give you the
Give me a look ahead.
I'll give you the look ahead line.
BC is BC within three touchdowns?
Let's see. Bill was 14.5 point dogs.
Yeah.
Same line. Clemson by 14.5.
I still like Clemson then. Okay. I need a bigger line to lay those points. Yeah.
And sadly for all the Bill O'Brien fans out there, the Bill O'Brien Greg Hill show interview done.
Yeah, which was not, which sounds like it was not Greg's choice nor Bill's choice.
Whose choice was it?
So is that, I'm led to believe, what is that, the BC Athletics Department?
I guess.
I mean, that's a...
Listen, we don't want people talking about the team.
That's just so short-sighted and horrible. Yeah. If that's who put an end to the interview...
That's tough go.
That is just short-sighted and horrible, and as you said, that is just... That's a recruiting tool.
It could be. Yeah.
It also reminds
people that the team exists.
Yeah, otherwise, who else is talking about that team other than Greg when Bill O'Brien comes on?
You need to get your nose in the playbook. Those 8 minutes could be spent doing something else. You could be recruiting with those 8 minutes.
Horrible.
All right, Rich, here we go. Background music. Going to give it away.
Yeah. Here comes.
Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up. They can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
Maybe the craziest story you're going to hear all year. I don't know if we can top this.
Oh.
Mark Sanchez.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Former New York Jets quarterback, now analyst for CBS or Fox.
Probably former analyst, but yeah.
Yeah, NFL analyst.
Yeah.
He was in Indianapolis getting ready to do the Colts and Raiders game. And the night before was outside. Now, I've pieced this all together through a bunch of different articles and things like that. So this is my understanding of it.
Okay.
There was somebody there doing his job, an older man, 69-year-old man, who was driving a truck, and he was like getting like grease out of the restaurant and like, you know, going to dump that. So it was late at night, and he was doing that. Mark Sanchez told him he couldn't park his truck there. He's like, well, I am kind of doing my job.
Yeah, that makes sense. He's an NFL analyst, a former NFL football player, so he's in charge of where people can
park. To which Mark Sanchez then tried to get into his truck and get that guy out of his truck.
Uh-huh.
And then was coming after the guy to the point where the guy was then fearing for his own life, so he pepper sprayed Mark Sanchez, who...
That's kind of a warning shot. Like, hey, I'm going to pepper spray you, man. Could you get out of here?
Only angered him.
Yeah.
It only angered Mark Sanchez. The pepper spray did not do the desired effect. In fact, it enraged the former Southern Cal quarterback, and he went after this man, to which point the man had to defend himself with a knife, and he stabbed Mark Sanchez several times. Although Mark Sanchez, I think, turned the knife on him. If you see the photos of him.
It certainly looks, they're pretty gruesome. It certainly looks that way.
It looks like he fought Freddy Krueger. This guy's face is all sliced up. He's in the hospital. And it was very strange. So all day yesterday, you're seeing these tweets about how Mark Sanchez is recovering from stab wounds. He has been arrested. And you're like, wait a minute. He's been arrested, but he's covered in stab wounds?
Uh-huh.
And then you like further get into the story, like, this is the most insane story. And then you have people like Dan Orlovsky tweeting, like, best guy in the world,
yeah,
Mark Sanchez.
No, he
like,
sounds it.
Speedy recovery, like, I love you,
nailed
hearts
it.
And hugs.
Nailed
and
like, Orlovsky.
This guy attacked this guy for no reason other than he didn't think the truck should be there?
Mm-hmm.
And then they both ended up in the hospital, and now they're filing a felony charge.
I was going to say, it was initially a misdemeanor or a series of misdemeanors, I forget. But those have been upcharged, to felony, which just looking at some of the photos probably is accurate. That's probably the right thing to do.
But, like, what in God's green earth got into this guy?
Alcohol.
We've all had alcohol.
Bath salts.
I got so many rally beers this week. I wasn't out there fighting guys driving trucks.
Something was ingested that got into him that riled this guy
up. It's wild.
Yeah.
So that'll be the end of, I would think, Mark Sanchez calling those games. And I'm curious for all the people that were just giving out the like thoughts and prayers to Sanchez. I'm like, you did read the line that he got arrested, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah, maybe the initial tweets before that second piece came out. But once that came out, maybe.
And then you see the face of the guy that he attacked.
Maybe retract those, yeah. Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me,
because we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without... Grab bag.
Speaking of great announced teams, the Patriots Saints broadcast team has been announced. It'll be...
I saw this.
Spiro and Arch.
Biggest,
another Spiro Dedes, Adam Archuleta.
Biggest win since 2021. At least.
Yeah.
And
I put this one on the Saints.
We get Spiro and Arch. Oh, yeah, you do?
I blame the Saints.
They already flexed it out of a 4 o'clock game. And now it's Spiro, Arch. Don't forget about Aditi.
Aditi's on there.
Spiro likes to bring up Arch and Aditi a lot.
Oh, no doubt.
Count those.
Oh, yeah.
You want a drinking game. If you want to act like Mark Sanchez, do a drinking game along to those two names. How many times those get mentioned?
There will be a few times.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
Boston Bruins announced that they are going to retire Zdeno Chara's number 33 up to the rafters.
Cool. They must be doing that soon, right?
Yeah, no, it's like months away.
Oh.
Yeah, months away.
Great. But that's good. Raise that into the rafters once the season's over. That's good. they do open
Or are they going to be frisky this year?
Well, probably that's not true. I do think it's a buying opportunity to bet them as a playoff team. Yeah. That's true. I can't believe they opened their season Wednesday. Shocking.
This Wednesday?
Yeah, apparently.
People can't stop talking about it.
It snuck right up on me.
All right, well, looking forward to that.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
All right, Red Sox held a press conference today, a year-end press conference. We'll unpack it more tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But Craig Breslow and Sam Kennedy and Alex Cora were up there on the dais, and they were asking questions and were answering questions, I should say, about the season and a little bit into next season. And one thing I'll just point out, when asked about Tristan Casas, a guy that Craig Breslow said 40 home runs, 110 RBI, somebody was like, hey, can we like pencil him at first base? He dropped essentially I don't know if it makes sense on October 6th to say who is or isn't the first baseman. To which I would say, isn't him.
He gone.
He gone. 99 restaurants. Always
a grab bag.
All right, horror movie of the day. I'm going with Grave Encounters.
Grave Encounters?
Ooh.
Of the third kind.
No, Grave Encounters.
Grave Encounters.
Have you seen this one, Nick? Found footage.
So
I'm doing some research.
Oh, there's another found footage.
Davey and I are doing found footage films tonight. The best found footage horror movies tonight, which there are a lot of good ones.
Okay.
And people were telling me this Grave Encounters is good. It's on Tubi.
Tubi.
So anybody can rip it for free right now. Tubi's a free app.
Okay.
Tubi for you, Tubi for me. So I was watching it and pretty good. I think it was overstated. Somebody was telling me it was like the best, scariest of the found footage movies. It's good. It's good. It's worth a rip. And for free during Spooky Month, I would watch Grave Encounters. Find out if it makes our top six. We're going to do top six found footage movies tonight.
Okay.
During the Dork Pod. Very exciting.
Because, baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be bad love. So take a look what you've done. Because, baby, now we got
a grab bag over here.
Hey, I can't take it back. Look where I'm at.
All right, Jones. Let's find out who the best baseball performer was from Sunday, October 5th. Was it Dalton Varsho, 4-for-5, 2 home runs, 4 RBI, 4 runs scored?
Nice.
Was it Jorge Polanco, 3-for-4, 2 home runs? Was it Ernie Clement, 3-for-4, with a homer, drove in 3? Was it Trey Yesavage?
Might be.
5 1/3, scoreless with 11 Ks.
No hits.
Or was it Tarek Skubal, 7 innings,
7!
2 earned runs, 9 Ks.
Let's go Yesavage.
Yeah.
That was Schlittler-esque is what that was.
Yeah. Pretty good, yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we have a former ball player who played 12 years in the majors and was with 6 different clubs. Cardinals, Reds, Indians, I apologize, Padres, Rangers, and Pirates. He was a corner outfielder.
Okay.
You'd find him in both left field and in right field.
Okay.
Not the same time, obviously, but throughout his career. He was a one-time All-Star.
Where?
With St. Louis.
Okay.
And in that year, he also was a Silver Slugger and finished 16th in the MVP vote.
Wow.
Is this Fernando Tatis?
It is not.
Ooh.
We've already had him, but I thought it was him.
Well, it doesn't mean we can't have him again.
It's just Ray Lankford.
It's not Ray Lankford. I do love Ray Lankford.
We had him, too.
It's not Ray Lankford.
Okay.
He, that season, had 37 home runs, 113 RBI, and hit .299.
What year?
That was 2008. He broke into the bigs in 02. A little cup of coffee there.
With whom?
Looks like Texas.
Okay.
Being told Texas. His last season was 2014. So when he hung him up. A 260 career hitter, 154 career home runs.
He came in real hot that one year.
He had the one All-Star year. He did make $33.9 million which is all his.
You like to say that's all his.
That's right.
Okay.
He was also a part of a deal that sent...
Oh, this will help.
Corey Kluber to Cleveland and Jake Westbrook to the Cardinals. He was involved in that deal. Wild.
Corey Kluber to Cleveland, Jake Westbrook
to...
Yeah,
it was a three-teamer between the Cards, Padres...
Angels, you said? Who
Indians.
Lost? Okay.
He was a... This is important. Yep. Right-handed stick, lefty arm.
I'm cheating and looking. Do we have it? Oh, we might. No. Ryan Ludwig?
He got it!
Wow.
Good job, Ludwig.
I wasn't getting that.
Ryan Ludwig.
I think there was only... I only saw one of those in the Twitch chat. I didn't see it on the text line.
He was top 10 in the majors in home runs in 2008.
Matt Lawton. Good guess.
Matt Lawton's a fun one. Yeah.
Wasn't Matt Lawton. Yeah, okay. Well, hats off to Ryan Ludwig. The Twitch chat.
Congratulations.
Ryan Ludwig?
What?
Lud?
Ludwig.
Not Lud. Lud.
Lud.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you're saying, saying it properly.
I want to give credit where it's due. Yeah. So that is the Random Ball
His
Player.
His agent was Dan Horwitz.
Random Ball Player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned. You got WEEI Afternoons. You got Hunk. You got Fitzy. You got Ball. Plus Drake May and Marcus Jones. We got the clip du jour as well on the way next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It is time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, on the heels of the best Patriots win in years.
Yeah.
I mean, some are saying maybe since the Super Bowl.
People were fired up.
A long time since you had a game like that. Well, here are our first two callers that we got.
Let's start it off today with Jay in North Carolina. What's
all
up,
right,
Jay?
Hey, guys. Good show. Enjoying myself tremendously.
Oh, nice.
But I had to score 24-20, but I didn't have the right team. So they played an upper echelon team, and they did themselves proud. But I'm eating crow right now because I wanted Don Johnson, But Mike Vrabel has done a credible job. He's
Ben.
Got that. He's got,
I want Don Johnson.
Susan's in Worcester. Hello, Susan.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to say I'm a big, big Josh Allen fan, and I cringe every time you people on these radio stations compare Drake Maye to Josh Allen. What has this guy done? He had a great game. I give it to him.
We are unbelievable.
Susan,
him to Mac Jones.
Susan.
He's better than Mac Jones. He was better than Mac Jones the second he got drafted.
We're having an orgasm over Drake Maye. Give me a break.
Susan.
Susan,
I had a whole pack of smokes last night after that game.
Yeah. You people are frauds.
You people?
The media's frauds.
The whole media.
She came at us.
She doesn't like the lamestream media.
Fake news?
Yeah,
I guess
she fake newsed us, yeah.
She was so upset
about
the comparison to Josh Allen.
She was mad.
I was trying to circle back. She didn't want to hear it, but I was trying to circle back to Josh Allen's first 2 years. But she wasn't going to listen to that.
She wasn't going to have that.
I'm not saying like Josh Allen right now, although the way Drake Maye is playing, you kind of can. Like going into the night, they had very similar stats.
Yeah, of course
and
you
then,
can.
After last night, who won the game?
Yeah.
Who played better?
He outplayed Josh Allen, but don't make that comparison around Susan.
Susan?
She didn't want
to. Man alive, was she a fan of Josh Allen?
I think
Haley Steinfeld doesn't like Josh Allen that much.
I think she's a fan of WEEI Afternoons as well. They come your way at 2 o'clock. Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. At the Nines, you can get their $14.99 big deal meals. Starts the week off right every Monday through Wednesday. Try the new grilled teriyaki chicken. You gotta love the Nines. What's up, Andy?
Susan is not my mom, Dark and Stormy.
People were wondering.
I guess.
Yeah.
But she has called our show, and she even got mad when we cut her off, and then she called back with a more controversial take that I'm glad I cut off that would have gone sideways.
Oh no.
Yikes. Let's just say she's not a big fan of the Super Bowl halftime show announcement from last week.
I thought you were going to say running quarterbacks.
I'm glad she didn't bring it up on air.
Okay.
So, we moved on. But
fair enough.
What all a day, boys.
Well, Susan, we'll get all your bad bunny takes, Susan, if you want.
Yeah. Also, maybe a little uncomfortable when she's talking about orgasms.
Well, I liked it. It worked for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Drake Maye today,
wow.
4 o'clock. But more importantly, we continue this double dip, 3:30. Marcus Jones, 2 weeks in a row, the stars of the game.
Big
that
time.
Interception was huge.
Needed it.
And a takeaway, do we agree? Not just an interception. That was like a legit made a play takeaway on the best quarterback
in football. Oh, yeah, that wasn't like a horrible throw. It's just like right
like
to the guy.
Safety
like,
was behind the guy by 8 yards. No.
That was a good play.
He cut in front, made a huge play. Drake Maye, coming out party. I think we've been seeing it and saying it for a couple weeks now. But if you read and see some of these clips on socials, like Greg Olsen, I just saw one said, you know, looks like he's going to be the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
Not even sure I agree with. I mean, I still think Josh Allen's really good on the other side of the ball. But the Bills finally turned the ball over, and it's nice to have that shoe on the other foot.
Yeah.
Right?
Although you did have a fumble.
You did, but it didn't matter. You won.
Ultimately, it didn't.
Okay, let's stick to the positive.
We were very positive today. But Ramondre,
that seemed like a problem.
Yeah. 2 touchdowns, 1 fumble. He's in the plus side of the ledger.
If he does that every week, then okay.
You'll be fine with it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
If he finishes with 34 touchdowns and 17 fumbles.
It's like the Jameis Winston
think
season.
Yeah, it is. It'd be a
Jameis
running back.
It
that
would
is
be. It'd be the Jameis Winston running back situation. But Mike Vrabel, I also think it's quite clear this team loves their coach. I was thinking about this. It's kind of the opposite of that old Tom Jackson thing. And I'm not saying he's been perfect. They have some warts. I don't think he's as good as Rex Ryan and others are putting out there. But I think they love him, and I think it's the very simple, genuine, he really does believe it's the players.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Belichick used to say that, and we would kind of roll our eyes
because
knew Bill was thinking, like, the scheme is what got it done. He really believes the players win the games, and I think they get that. He's a player's coach, which I'm not sure I saw totally coming.
I definitely didn't.
He's not as hard, though, as I thought he would be.
I thought
I'm a little disappointed, actually.
I thought for sure that's what we were going to get. Stay tuned. At 2 o'clock, what you're going to get is WEEI Afternoons. They'll talk to Drake Maye and Marcus Jones. We're back tomorrow at 10 on a Tier Tuesday. We got a Tom E Tuesday. Plus, we'll get you Kiefer Madness as well. Maybe react to some of the Red Sox season-ending press conference, along with more thoughts on the Pats. That's tomorrow at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.